From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally declared victory over the Islamic State in Mosul. He spoke from Mosul's Old City in a speech carried on state television, saying the win is a victory over oppression, brutality, and terrorism. He said following the success in Mosul, the country still faces challenges, including destroying Islamic State terrorism cells that still exist in the country and creating stability for the entire nation. Thousands of civilians have been killed in the battle and 900,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. Strained relations between the United States and Turkey are beginning to improve, but U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says they will require much more work.
And so I think we are working very hard to rebuild that level of trust that is the basis for any relationship, and you know that as well or better than anyone. So I think while we still have a lot of challenges ahead of us, this is an extraordinarily important relationship to the United States.
Tillerson speaking earlier in Turkey. He's now in Kuwait, trying to help resolve the impasse over the blockade of Qatar by its Persian Gulf neighbors. Tillerson is also to visit Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week. He traveled to Kuwait at the invitation of the country's emir. His first stop is Kuwait City. Last month, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Egypt, and others severed diplomatic ties and instituted a land, air, and sea blockade of Qatar. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Egyptian police say they have killed six suspected members of the Islamic State in a shootout. Security forces were carrying out a raid Monday on the militants' apartment hideout when the gunfire broke out. All six suspected militants were killed in the abandoned apartment in the southern Egyptian town of Deirut, which was being used as an organizational base, according to the Interior Ministry, and to prepare to carry out a series of terrorist operations within the southern provinces. Ukraine will begin discussions on a membership action plan with the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That announcement came Monday from Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. He spoke at a joint news conference with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg after a NATO-Ukraine Commission session in Kiev. Stoltenberg says that Russia has maintained its aggressive actions against Ukraine, but NATO and NATO allies stand by Ukraine.
The Minsk agreements remain the only path towards peace. Russia must withdraw its thousands of soldiers from Ukraine and stopping supporting the militants.
Stoltenberg's visit to Kiev came a day after Secretary of State Tillerson made his first visit to the city and urged Russia to take the first step to ease the conflict in eastern Ukraine. The hospital treating Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo says he is too ill to travel overseas for treatment. It says Liu, the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, is in critical condition. His blood pressure is falling, and he has an increasingly swollen stomach and partial intestinal obstruction and other complications. He was recently moved to the hospital from jail after he was diagnosed with late-stage liver cancer. At least six Hindu pilgrims were fatally shot by suspected militants in Indian-controlled Kashmir, police said Monday. The victims were among nearly 50 people traveling on an annual pilgrimage when their vehicle was attacked by what local police suspect were separatists fighting against Indian rule in Kashmir. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, which took place in the Anantnag district. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.